Hello, and welcome to Musings of a Stay-at-Home Dad podcast. I am Joe Curtis, and I am on a mission to connect and learn from other stay-at-home parents, to hear about their daily routines, their struggles and successes, and how they manage such a critical and challenging job.
This month on the podcast, I talk with Erin M. from Appleton, Wisconsin. She's been a stay-at-home mother since her oldest child was born 5.5 years ago. Now, after 3 moves and 2 more children, we sit down to talk about how it is currently going, along with the different phases of the past and what we can learn from her experience. Erin and I chat about how she's making time for each of her 3 children individually, how her faith keeps her grounded, how she juggles all the daily demands, and more. I hope you enjoy our conversation. So what does your daily routine look like with 3 kids?
So the 2 older kids, Connor goes to 4K, which is every day for half a day. And then Zach goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday for half a day for 3K. And so we just wake up, breakfast, get kind of ready for the day. I try to have stuff ready the night before so it's not as chaotic. But so we'll bring the kids to school. And then Cece and I will come home and Zach on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll just kind of, you know, get things cleaned up from breakfast, reorganize, and play for a little while, and then it's time to, and I'm feeding her because she goes down for 1 nap after we get home from picking the boys up. So that's always kind of fun, like with the nap schedule, trying to figure out how that fits into the day. But then we come home from school, lunch, play outside if it's nice out and not sub-zero temperatures, or inside, and then we have Stacey will be down for a nap, and then we have quiet time. So it doesn't end up being a whole lot of like downtime for me, because I've been trying to do like time with each of the kids individually lately. And then after that, they watch a show, and I'll get some stuff done around the house, like prep for dinner, and then play and snack in there somewhere, or 5 snacks, you never know.
Yeah.
And then dinner.
Nice. So, love it.
Yeah.
And then do it all again next day.
Yeah. And then Andy comes home for reinforcements.
Nice. Nice. Does he work for like a get home on 5, or what time is he?
It kind of depends. A lot of days it's like 5:30, 5:45. So we'll have dinner when he gets home, and then he kind of takes over like the play, and I do bedtime with Cece, and he reads with the boys, and then yeah.
When the kids get up for like school and stuff?
They're usually up before I need to wake them up. School starts at 8:15, but they're usually up. One of them's up at like 6:15, 6. Yeah. They're early usually. Risers.
No, I know the feeling. Yes, it's. I mean, 6:15 is a nice in our household. I feel like if
yeah, I can get well, that we late. Went through some stages of like 5 o'clock, 5:30. I'm like, come on, guys.
It's amazing that little extra 45 hour does though too. It's like, oh, it's much more energy than day if you can.
Yeah.
For you, for me personally, at least.
Yeah, it's hard to, and it's nice to sometimes get up before the kids, so you have a time to, like, prepare yourself for the day, but for me, I feel like it rarely happens. I'd be getting up at, I don't know, 5.
So when I first started thinking, I made, like, a little plan when I was still at school, but knew I was going to be staying home. I was like, all right, I'll get up before them on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and I'll work out and I'll do this. I don't think I've ever made it before them. It's always Gus will walk in, let's go, or so, you know, Milo's crying. It's like, I don't think I've ever gotten up before like them and gotten going. So
kids are experts at throwing wrenches.
It was cute. I mean, I look back, and obviously with COVID, but it's just so cute. I had like my whole plan of like how each week, like how a week would look with the boys, and it was naive. Yes, it was very naive. But in your 5.5 years of staying at home, you've made 3 cross-state moves. Tell me about them. Challenges, advantages.
Yes. So every time I've been pregnant, we've had a move, which is So I don't know what, like, a normal pregnancy is like, kind of, really. Like, there's always been some sort of stressor. I mean, everyone has that, but... So the first move, we moved from North Carolina to Wisconsin, and I was pregnant with Connor. And in some ways, I think that was maybe the hardest move, just because, obviously, the first child is, like, kind of a huge shock to, like, your system, you know? Yes. You have to, like, completely change your lifestyle, basically.
Yep.
And, but we're in a new state, and I had been working as a teacher for 4 years, and then I decided to stay home, and so that was a big change, too. And I don't know, it was nice to be by my parents for that time, because my dad actually was in between jobs, so he got to, you know, come be with me, yeah, like when I was pregnant, right before Connor was born, and then he'd come over and we'd go for walks, or he'd come hold Connor while I could go shower.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so it was like a good timing at that point. And then, yeah, I don't know, it was hard. It's hard with a baby to make friends, I guess, especially as an adult in general, like, but staying home, you don't have that work friends, or, you know, people at work that you get to talk to, like, at lunch, or and be like, as a teacher, I could, like, walk across the hallway and talk to my, like, teaching partner or whatever. So that was a transition for sure.
Yeah.
I am glad that I have my parents by, because my mom would sometimes come and say, okay, Erin, go swimming, or like, come on, let's go for a walk, and just get me out and going.
That's so huge for the first one, too. Yeah, it's nice, yeah, to have that support.
Yeah, for sure. And then when I was pregnant with Zach, we moved to Kentucky for Andy's job. And that was interesting, because I didn't really want to leave Appleton, because we had finally moved back to... before, I lived in Arizona and North Carolina, and I spent 2 years at each. And then it was just short of 2 years that we would be moving to Kentucky. And so I was hoping that we'd be in Wisconsin for a little bit longer, yeah, but that wasn't the case. And I think my biggest, like, one of the biggest stressors was, who's going to watch Connor when we have the baby? We don't have, like, any close friends in Kentucky. And that was a big challenge, was not having family there from either side.
Yeah.
But we met some our neighborhood was a lot of young families. So a couple houses down, one of our neighbors watched Connor, because I went into labor like 10 at night.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
So we dropped him off sleeping, and yeah, so.
It's those little things. Hard. That's great. Yeah, that I even think about.
But yeah, Kentucky ended up being a really great experience, and it was hard moving back, because we met a lot of people through church, and actually, it's funny, one of my best friends from Kentucky, I had taken Connor to this, like, play place, mm-hmm, like a gym place in Louisville, and in church one day, I'm like, hey, that's that guy that I saw with his kids at, it wasn't my friend, it was her husband. Yeah. And then we met them after, and she worked part-time, so, like, we could hang out once in a while, and
nice.
She was, like, one of the reasons why it was so hard, yeah, to move back. But, and that church also had, like, a mom's Bible study,
mm-hmm,
with childcare built in, which was
huge.
Awesome, because... Yep. You got a break. You got adult conversation with other, like, like-minded people.
Yeah.
And in the same kind of, like, you know, in the trenches with their kids, so. Yeah. But also some more, like, experienced moms, too. So yeah. That was really nice.
Mary, who, you know, I interviewed last time, was, mm-hmm, you know, a little nervous about, you know, feeding child while the other one's running around, and she's
right.
Just a little,
like,
daunted. Do you have any tips for that?
Like,
yeah.
I am no expert, but, yeah. I feel like I would put on a show, like, or read a book to the sibling while I'm, like, nursing,
yeah,
or just let him run wild,
yeah,
or with when I had CC, the mom's group that I had joined, they did like a busy bag swap. So like I had little like activities to pull out when I was nursing, or if I just needed a quick something to keep them occupied. Well, and also, I don't know if you follow Busy Toddler on Instagram at all. She's like, with the sensory bins, I did that with them too. And with a big boy, like, I think Connor was like 4 and Zach was 2.
Yeah.
And actually, Zach pulled out one of the cloud dough. Have you made that before? He pulled that out today, and I'm like, oh, this is such a mess. He was entertained for 30 minutes.
And 30 minutes is, he'll take anything for 30 minutes for sure.
Yeah. So nice. Those are my ideas. But a lot of the times, I want to say the kids are just left to their own devices. Yeah. So, but you do the best you can in the moment.
Yeah. You had your last move where you moved now back to Wisconsin.
Yes, Kentucky to Wisconsin, and then, so when we moved back, we lived with my parents for 2 months before we found a house, and, because the housing market, I think it's still pretty crazy, like, we put our offer in on a Friday, and it was accepted that night, but, so we lived with them for 2 months, and my dad works from home,
fun.
And so that was really challenging, like not being in our own space and trying to like respect their space and his like work. I mean, he works in the basement, but you don't want to hear like elephant feet running around and
Well, and everything's like you're just on heightened. You're heightened for everything now. Like a kid crying or making a little noise, it's not a big deal when it's just you. But when
and like also Courtney was getting married, so all like the wedding preparations, it was just like a lot of stuff going on. Courtney's my sister, I didn't mention that, but it was a lot going on at one time. But it's been super nice having them close by. Like, I'll drop the boys off at school and stop by my mom's house to have a cup of coffee, and she can spend time with Cece, and I can have some adult conversation and to watch your kids for an appointment. You don't feel like you're putting them out in some way, you know, like this is hard when other, you know, you have your other, your friends have kids too and their own stuff going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where do you find support outside your immediate family? Any communities you've been able to find while you moved back to Appleton here? And
So like I said, in Kentucky, I had the Bible study, and then we also went to a place called My Gym. It was like a growth and develop, almost like a gymnastics class for the boys. And I met moms through there. And then we moved back. I joined MOPS, which is it's a national, or it might even be international group, like Moms of Preschoolers.
Okay.
And
this month, I added something new. Quick 6 is 5 rapid-fire this or that questions, plus 1 open-ended question. Hope you enjoy the segment.
Quick 6. First 3 are about kids. Second 3 are about you. First one, park playground or your backyard?
Park playground.
Crust on or crust off sandwiches?
Crust on.
Singing instruments, making music, or arts and crafts?
Arts and crafts.
All right, these 3 are about you. Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Read a book or watch TV after the kids are down?
Read a book.
Ordering takeout tonight, where are you going and what are you getting?
Basil's Cafe and the shrimp pad thai. And a few appetizers. And a Thai tea.
Quick 6.
Yeah, so through the MOPS, and then my kids, it's called the Pieces of the Good Shepherd at our church. So I've done a lot of feeling through that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. Well, and speaking of that, like, you know, looking through your answers, your faith plays a really central role in your life, and especially as a stay-at-home parent, helping you center yourself and giving you and your children opportunities outside the home to connect. and create support systems. Do you want to speak more on that at all, or?
Yeah, I think it's just like kept me centered. Like when we had to move to Kentucky, and like what you're in this like uncomfortable space, yeah. And it's just like having that faith to keep you grounded. Like you're where you're supposed to be at that time, mm-hmm. And for whatever reason it is, like. I met my friend Jen there, and she's going to be a lifelong friend that I would have never met her before, you know? Yeah. And we moved back to Appleton at a good time with, you know, COVID, because my parents are here, and, like, they can be in our space and that kind of stuff. And so, I don't know. It just helps me, like, put things into perspective and
Well, it seemed like it gives you those, like you said, when you're in those moves, it gives you that center point too of here's a safe space I can go into that I can maybe do a Bible study for myself, activities with the kids, because this is what they set up for, through the church, and
right. Yeah, it has been a good center point. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Do you decide to stay at home and become a stay-at-home parent?
I don't know a lot of things for sure, but I always knew that I wanted to be a mom, and I always wanted to know that I would, if that opportunity presented itself, like financially and like timing wise, I wanted to stay home with my kids and be there for their growth and just like, especially when they're young. I mean, who knows? I might still be staying home when they're older.
No, too. Like, so for this past week, I had the first time in my life, I'm like, well, since stay at home, where I was like, you know, it'd be nice to go in, like, it'd be nice to be away. And then I thought instantly, like, how do I say it to Emily who's having a tough week, or, it's, you know, she had kids that just came back in. So I was wondering, like, 3 or 5.5 years, have you ever had that conversation of, like, hey, this is really tough for me and challenging? And then also then I thought on the flip side, too, of, like, does Andy ever feel like it's more pressure on him because you know that he's the one working? Because I thought that too. I'm like, I don't want to put too much pressure on Emily because you know she's working right now and it's challenging enough, you know, to say like, well, now Joe's struggling at home, you know, for this week. And it's like kind of the first time I felt that. But have you ever felt that? Have you ever had that conversation with Andy before?
Oh yeah, yeah. We've had that conversation not quite a few times, but there's definitely, you know, if you have like a rough week or. Yeah. You know, a rough couple of weeks, and then I'm like, I need to go, like, look at job openings and stuff, and, like, but then it's, like, this weird tension. You're like, I want some space, but I also, like, I'm gonna really miss the kids, or I'm gonna miss out on that, or, like, how would this work?
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think it has put a little bit of pressure on Andy too, like just because like sometimes my moods like reflect how the days have gone, and I think that puts more pressure on him than like the work aspect of it, I guess.
Yeah,
but yeah, he can do his job the way he wants, like, and do it well because I'm here. Like, I think, you know, if I went back to teaching, like, he works in manufacturing, so he goes in at 6:30 and doesn't get home till like 5:30, 5:45. Yeah. And with not much flexibility, honestly.
Yeah.
So for me too, with, you know, deciding to have a bigger family and then, you know, getting the kids to school and like doing everything on top of that, it'd be a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go back to work. But yeah, I've definitely had those moments where I'm like, I need to get out.
Well, it's funny because like today I'm in a little clear headspace and I'm like, oh yeah, I've had those weeks at work too. And there's just something weird about like, since you're at home with the kids, also I'm like, okay, well, it seemed like a bigger deal than having a bad week at school. But you know,
I never thought about it like that way, I guess.
Yeah,
but I mean, I think with anything, you kind of go through the ups and downs of where you're at.
Yeah. But what is your favorite part about staying home with your kids?
Just, like, you get to see, like, all those little changes in them, especially, like, with Cece right now, because she's You know, they go through so much growth at the beginning, and just, like, little, like, her throwing the tantrums, or she's, like, starting to learn how to jump, like, trying to jump, and, like, I don't know, trying to put her socks on. Like, just different little things that I would miss if I was going to work.
Yeah, every month, it's a month in that first year. Every couple of weeks, it seems like there's a whole new thing you're learning and doing, and,
And it's fun, like, with the boys getting older, like, some of the conversations you have that, I mean, you get conversation after school and stuff, but you're kind of a fly on the wall, too, like, with the sibling play. You're like, what are they talking about? They're just like, yeah, it's fun.
What are some of your favorite activities to do with your kids?
I like doing projects and stuff with them. I think that, like, you know, goes back to some of my teaching stuff. I like doing that kind of those learning activities, but at the same time, it like stresses me out sometimes because you make a little bit of a mess, and like as a stay-at-home parent, you're constantly cleaning. It's like dishes, toys, project, dishes, toys, like it's just a never-ending.
Yep.
It was funny, Andy and I were having this conversation. He's like, you know, it's been a good day when you have different dirty dishes in your sink at the end of the day. Because I'm like, I swear I did the dishes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yes. I was just thinking that the other night. I put some music on and just started dancing around as I did the dishes because I'm like, this is the 100th time I've done dishes. You know, I just like, I mean, there's so many, and you do it so often, and I made a big meal, so there's a bunch of pots and pans. I'm like, I'm gonna enjoy this right now. I put some music on, Dix. I'm like,
because
this is the 5th time I've done it today. And let's go.
I'm gonna go crazy.
Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Make it fun.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, like projects, and we bake a lot, which is like today we baked banana bread. We do cookies. We've done cakes. Like we like going to parks and stuff when it's nice outside. Like and reading. We do a lot of reading at our house.
Well, what are your current passions? What do you enjoy doing?
That is one of the hard things about being a stay-at-home parent. It's hard to focus on, like, at least for me, in my experience, it's been hard to focus on, like, things that I enjoy. Yeah. But I enjoy reading a lot. My mother-in-law got me, like, the Book of the Month Club for Christmas, so...
Nice.
I just got one of my books in the mail, so that was really exciting. And I listened to this podcast called What Should I Read Next?
Okay.
And that keeps my, like, to-be-read list pretty long. Use the Libby app. I have a Kindle, so...
Nice. Same here.
Like,
yep.
Oh, my gosh. It's been a godsend.
Yep.
On the weekend, before I would go to, like, the coffee shop and read. Like, Ian would give me a couple hours with the kids, and or he would take the kids, and I would go... have a coffee and read and just get out.
Yeah. Well, what has been the most challenging part of staying at home for you?
It's honestly, like, not being with other adults is the hardest part. Like, and I've talked about this with other, like, stay-at-home parents that, there's some days where you don't talk to any other adults besides your spouse when they get home. I mean, I'm kind of lucky my sister, you know, has a different schedule, so, like, I'll FaceTime her during the day.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's, like, different when it's in person.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think that it can be hard those days when you're only talking with, like, irrational children.
Well, like you said before, too, like, it's hard enough to make friends as you're adult. You know, and so, like, those acquaintances, if you work with or ever, it gives you kind of that life of, like, I'm chatting with someone even if I'm not close. Mm-hmm. Because to become an adult, like, even the weekdays, you're mostly just being with your significant other anyways or yourself, you know.
Yeah.
So it's hard. And then once you're, once the kids, it's, it's just challenging. But,
It's definitely, you really have to, in my experience, you really have to, like, seek out other friends or, like, it's really put me out of my comfort zone because I've always had, like, sports or work or, like, you know, groups that I've been able to make friends with through. And Like, when we were in Kentucky, I had to be like, hey, would you want to hang out sometime? Like, let's meet at the trampoline park. Like,
yeah. About staying home, that surprised you the most?
I just think it's so hard. I, like, never thought, I guess, I don't know, parenting in general is so tough.
Yeah.
But then, like, you know, being a parent all day, like, I always feel so, like, responsible for, like, I wasn't consistent enough, or I, like, didn't do this well enough, like, that's why they're, like, misbehaving, or they're, like, flying off the handle about this or that or whatever, like, and then it's also, like, hard with your spouse, because you have, like, this routine and a certain way you do things, and then, like, I've had to, like, kind of adjust and let go a little bit when Andy gets home and he parents in his way. So, yeah, I think that it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that, especially with, I mean, Emily is a very confident parent, and being she stayed home with Gus for, she was, like, half-time for the first year. And so she definitely has her ways. And, yeah, when she gets home, it's just like it's a switch that's flipped. And, so, you know, my beginning is, like, okay, I'm just going to relax, chill here. And it's like, well, no, I need to be engaged at some point, too. And yeah. Trying to find that whole new balance of parenting when they're here. Because you do, like, you get that flow of the day and even the weekends for me, too. Yeah. It's almost a little challenge because you're like, okay, now it's a whole different flow than the weekdays that we have.
Yeah. But, yeah, weekends can be hard for us, too, I feel like.
But, yeah, it's like you should be relaxing, but yet it's a whole different because you're... Kids are switching and you're switching.
Kids and they're just like 4 o'clock to like 5:30 are always like the hardest times of my day.
Yeah.
Because I'm like tired. The kids are tired. And like, I mean, right now is hard when it's summer and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, go outside. Like, yeah. And they're like, our neighborhood friends will be outside too and they'll play whatever. But
yeah.
Right now it's hard. It's like, okay. Go in the basement and run around. Just don't get into your dad's tools.
Yeah. Well, what's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself after becoming a stay-at-home parent?
It was initially how selfish I was, like, with my time. And I could just sit and binge-watch Netflix for hours on end on the weekends. And yeah. I don't know. I think I continually test my patience and, like, I don't know, like, that selfishness that I have, and so I feel like they're hopefully making me a better person in the long run. I really think, I mean, you know, that's what they're given to us, is to, like, you know, refine us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Well, selfishness, I think, is a strong word, but yeah, it makes sense, but I think it is amazing, like, what you go... Kind of like going, like even like drawing, like it's just like almost therapeutic for me, even though it's like they're painting or drawing. I'm like, oh, it's so nice. Like, I never did that when I was just, you know, home, but now with the kids, like, oh, we're gonna do some painting or drawing. It's nice. Or baking or just taking the time to enjoy things. And then, like, Gus gets super passionate about certain things and you know, let's research it. So you learn about these dinosaurs or animals. And it helps you just like, okay, I'm not on my phone as much. I'm not watching TV as much. I really like, for me, like, I used to watch sports all the time. Like, oh, Badgers are on, Packers are on. Like, I watch it. Like, now it's like, it happens to work out. It works out. But I don't, like, make it a point now. Just because of with kids. So it's good.
Yeah.
They are teaching
us. You don't have as much free time to do just whatever.
Well, you refine your time to what you really care about. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have a response before, but do you have a response to what song or movie or quote that you would say represents your time right now?
I wanted to do something like really clever or whatever.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you right now, we've been listening to the Aladdin soundtrack.
Yep.
The updated version with Will Smith. So that's been like the soundtrack of my life, the one jump ahead and Friend Like Me.
I'm saying a one, a two.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Erin and I's conversation. She is so brilliant and honest, and I definitely got some tips to handle multiple children at home. Feel free to share the pod with friends, family, anyone else who likes listening and learning about parenting. and inside glimpses of what it's like to be a stay-at-home parent. I will see you next month.